remember that Raphael is the angel of healing, consecration, and concentration, and he serves on the fifth ray. So Raphael means God has healed, or the medicine of God, or we could think of Raphael as the big medicine of God. He has dedicated part of his life and service to directing of healing rays from the glorious temple of light, which is his temple of healing, we're going to go to later. These healing rays flow not only to those in distress in our world, but also to all life that is in distress in the astral and psychic planes which surround the earth. So that means that he is constantly working with Archangel Michael, you know, to heal. He's working to heal. Archangel Michael is working to cut people free, and or that whole realm of the astral tube around the earth. Wow, and I know that our meditation tonight really affected that as well. I just really felt into that this evening. So he draws his healing essence from the sun in our system and the godparents Helios and Vesta, who designed our planet and all the planets in this system. The word healing comes from the very name of Helios itself. You know, and it's funny, if you ever listen to any of the old movies about, you know, in Greece, or I'm just into the old Atlantis show right now, and they talked about Helios and Vesta, you know. Hear these names throughout the old films, and I cannot wait to the day till we can step into the libraries of Telos and be in what really happened. Like we're going to be able to step into any place of history and see what actually happened, because to me there's a whole lot of stuff missing. Okay, now Mother Mary says this: remember to call upon God, Archangel Raphael, and myself and many angels to bring healing where healing is possible. And if the law does not allow it in the flesh, then call for the healing of the soul and of the spirit. It is the healing of the whole man that we are about. So once again, it's like, let's heal that which is behind the appearances, you know. And this is what the angels do. They radiate by their rhythmic attention and adoration to their God source. They absorb that into themselves, that specific quality of God, which they wish to radiate to some part of life, and they raise it into perfection. So this next chapter that we're going to be reading will give you an overall view of what the specific radiation of or job of each archangel is. So Raphael and Mary are healing. And you're going to read about all of them. It's just like he gave a short synopsis of every single archangel in there. And we're going into depth of study, but it's really great to have a short reference. So let's get into a little history of what we know about Raphael. But as I'm going to say again and again, this is for you to experience, right? The archangels work in colors, in imagination, in feeling. So for you to experience the feeling of Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary, to me, is more important, because it's going to be an individual experience. But let's just learn a little bit more about him. He was the messenger of God responsible for drawing Joseph and Mother Mary together. And he provided the protecting guard in the heavenly realms for the coming of Yeshua. And so he was holding, as Mother Mary's twin flame, he was holding that space in the heavenly realms for that whole situation. But if you remember, if you did the healing meditation with Mary, that Mary would talk to the angels all the time, but she didn't have very many visitations. She had to hold that immaculate concept just by her knowing that was her job. Just an amazing story. So also, Joseph was Saint Germain. He was another form of Saint Germain. So his twin flame, Lady Portia, was holding that high watch in the heavenly realms as well. So Raphael also sustained beloved Lord Gautama in his quest of truth to become the Buddha. One Jewish text says Raphael revealed to Noah the curative power of plants. And there are many writings of his healings. He healed the sick at the pool of Bethsaida. If you remember, people would lay by the pool and wait for there to be a movement in the water and try to get in the water, and that was Archangel Raphael. There are stories that he healed blind, he bound demons, you know, and I'm interested to know about those demons. Was that just the cause behind an appearance? Was that, you know, a thought form caught in the astral plane? Or, you know, I'm trying to understand it in my frame of mind, but I'm sure I'm going to know more about that as I'm asking. He also endowed Sarah, the wife of Abraham, with the strength to conceive when she was past childbearing years. And there's a book of Tobit where he is and been named the patron of travelers. So that's very interesting. And, you know, Mother Mary and Raphael have been healing force in the company of heaven, stretches back to the very first incarnation. You know, we first heard that first root, those of you that took the Company of Heaven class, the first root race, the first time man came to the earth, Archangel Michael accompanied us. And Raphael and Mary were here then as well. So they hold and also teach the science of the Immaculate Concept. And this science is practiced by every angel in heaven. When an angel looks on you, they see you as purity, as you were when God first created you. They hold that pattern over you. This helps you to remember who you really are. You're a son, a daughter of the Most High. Nothing less than a first heir to the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that amazing? So amazing. And it really helps us also when we hold. I just went to the post office this afternoon and I tried this. I was holding that Immaculate Concept over everyone else that I was seeing. I was just saying, okay, the best that I can, I'm just going to hold that perfect divine pattern right over you as I'm here. Along with healing, this is Mother Mary's specific service. She holds that Immaculate Concept for each and every one of us, especially when we are being created in the womb. And she continues to do this for us throughout our lifetimes. Remember, she says, let me be your mother. And she is the most amazing mother that you will ever have. She has healed me on so many levels around mothering. It's just amazing. You know, as a child, as a mother, in all directions, every direction possible.